7. Bless me if it wasn't a voiceless sign in commas, carnally senescent. A lightening alveolar plosive followed, that, and the sweet nothings of our verger, the Catalan, in charge of vocal operations at every feast of St. Carla. God depunctuates hard fists. Masks are penned in anarchy. Kismet is labial, a common sap. So the messages went. No one needs dissonance. It breaks out in a talent for perky Bergian coloraturas. When the controlled breath fizzes against the jugular vein coming out in lies, quo vadis. I'm not staying in Normandy, this buttock of a department, to acquire an ascetic cardinal denari of a bonbon patois. I'll find a members' bar between Biarritz and the Dordogne, and regret. Arias don't stand a priori, druids and Cossacks sang alike with temerity, and without that waxy burgundy drawl through the vertiginous voile of Sestet and Terzerima. I've heard gushing aggressive bars float through some great big mandibles in the reptilian pogues of Mantua. The ennui of an Homeric villanelle can be delivered in an amusing, indistinguishable Walloon gabble, or have the touch of Midas, if called forth in the voluble Gasconian twang, or Breton, some highfalutin argo. Despite my asthmatic Schwabian song, it's still more sonorous than the paucity of any soapy Lombardy vulgarisms. Limoges has a fine, eerie slang, silica falling over Jaffa oranges.